Good morning, my friends. Skip here. It is February 11th, Sunday, Super Bowl day. Hope all is well with you. I've got a few minor chores to care for today, hopefully practicing some guitar, and then maybe checking out that particular football game that's going to be so big this year. So, I wish you well. I hope that all things are well with you. You know, one of the things I don't think we quite realize, even as we search spiritually, is just how deeply our conditioning is to search externally. I mean, it is literally all we know. I think it's probably worse in Western cultures, but I think overall, let me get a drink here. We don't teach people to go inwardly, to think, at least critically. We propose that all the things that we need we find external to us. I'm going to try to explain that here in a second. And because of that, we do not develop any mechanism, any way to go inward. And therein lies how we establish and continue a false reality. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how we absolutely don't, almost on every level, teach anyone to go internally. First and foremost, it's a hard thing, right? Or at least we have made it hard to question one's motives, to question one's own awareness, to think critically about the answers you're receiving. Incredibly hard. And we develop systems that make it harder. Think about academics. Now, I'm a substitute teacher, and I enjoy what I do for a living, for the most part. I'm exhausted, but I enjoy it. Most of the curriculum that is presented is about what you learn external to yourself. We make the assumption that what you must learn must be what you don't know that is external. So, history, social studies, mathematics. Now, all that stuff's important, don't get me wrong. It's really valuable. It gives context to life. It gives knowledge. It exercises the brain. I'm not against it. But what we don't do is we don't nurture critical thinking. Now, I will say this. What has changed between the time I was in school and now is the fact that there's a lot of positive reinforcement, which I appreciate. But we still don't have any sort of bearings on how we teach, you know, self-understanding, self-awareness. And that's because, and this isn't, you know, I'm not blaming anybody, that's because we never have. We can teach that character does count, which is really good, but we don't teach what that character is, where it derives from, what it's made of. And how we develop that character that can count. That's a program, by the way. If you don't know, character counts. How we develop that through programming. And I've often wondered in academics, what would happen if there was a component of self-realization built in? Now, I realize a kindergartner probably can't have the level of self-awareness of a 50-year-old. But I think you can teach people, I do believe you can teach people to form their life in such a way that they will have the capacity to not only study things that are external to them, the book smarts, but also the spiritual smarts, the self-awareness, the common sense. You look at our politics, especially in my country, but in most countries, they are external. People have externalized it. The politicians are those people. That, you know, Washington, D.C., that town needs to be dismantled. Those, we don't teach that the reason these external things happen is because of our internal lack of awareness. That as much as you might hate a politician, that politician is just responding to what our culture says it needs to be, who our culture says they need to be. And so we externalize this. And then we set ourselves up against or for some politician. Now, don't get me wrong. We've got to exist. We have to support, I believe, those politicians that are a little closer to authenticity. But it's still external. It's still a projection out of these sorts of external concepts about who a governor, a president, a senator, a congressman, a viceroy, whatever form of government you might have, these people are just a product of the culture. And the culture is a product of our externalization and our misunderstanding of what it means to be human. Let's look at religion. And religion is probably the epitome of this. Now, I'm going to exclude to some degree, although not completely, some Eastern religions because, you know, although there are religious habits in something like Buddhism, Buddhism is like a philosophy of life. Confucianism is a philosophy. However, they have put religious components on those things too. But in our Western culture, in our Western religion, it's all external, my friends. Even though, you know, Jesus will say things like the kingdom of God is within you, that is completely dismissed as nothing. Just like love your enemy is completely dismissed as nothing. And we externalize who God is. We build these complex theological notions about, you know, who's God's son and who's God's prophet and when is the, I'm using air quotes, Savior coming, or maybe he has or she has. We externalize everything. The theological thinking that we have been taught, and I went to courses of study at the seminary. My degree, my bachelor's degree is in religion. And I will tell you that we are taught to think that what we need is something other than what we are. And we are programmed from day one to live that way, to seek external validation, to seek in external notions of reality, when in fact, spirituality is about finding what is real within you. Now, let me say this. There's always a caveat, right? You got to reach out for support. You got to reach out for friends. You got to reach out for help. You got to reach out to do work. But you reach out not to theory and concept, but to other people's genuine being. You know, I am a big proponent of reaching out for support to get through things, to digest things, to understand things, even very personal things. Because we don't always know the answer within us. But we have to be very careful who and what we reach out to. Because there are some people who are there for you and some people who aren't. My point is this, and then I'll end here, my friends. It's going to be a short podcast today. Got to get the puppy off my lap. He doesn't want to go. What you're seeking when you listen to this, when you read a book, when you practice spirituality, when you practice a discipline, spiritual discipline, what you're seeking is within you. If there is a God, then that the way to that God is within you. If there is a truth, then the way to that truth is within you. If there is a kingdom of heaven, if there is a state of nirvana, it is within you. And that's where the work has to be done. There you have it, my friends. Thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.